By day, Alan Christian is an electrician. After hours, he is a sculptor. His Minneapolis art studio is called House of Balls because Christian's favorite medium is the bowling ball. He joins us. Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Are we talking 10-pin, candle-pin, or duck-pin balls?
The big ones.
Ah, the 10-pin balls.
Yes.
Describe what you do with them.
I get them out of salvage stores, get calls from bowling alleys, I carve them. So they either become heads or they become full figures. Or they become structural components for larger sculptures.
What do you use to carve?
I actually use wood gouges to rough them out, but they break apart so, you know, unevenly that at some point I go to grinders just for the control.
Do you glue them?
No, I don't glue anything. It's all about removal. It's about kind of uncovering something inside the material.
Mm-hmm. Do you use the holes, the three holes, finger holes?
I tend to always try and leave some element of the ball so that somebody would recognize it for what it was.
What is the aesthetic attraction to you?
There's something about this object that somebody has had their hands in, and they've kind of left this residue of their life left in those finger holes that really intrigues me. And oftentimes, you would have the name of that person. I'm working on one right now. It's called a gumball, pink ball, and the name is Bootsy. Now imagine, late middle-aged woman, bluish hair, slightly overweight. You know, that I've got an image in my mind of what this woman was like.
Do you bowl?
I was bowling two nights ago, cosmic bowling.
What, cosmic bowling is where they, what, they have those, the fog machines and the whole thing?
Well, it was Thursday night at Elsie's is Deadhead night, and so they got a great sound system playing the Grateful Dead, fog machines, disco lights, impregnated balls that when they bring on the black lights, they glow. It's just phenomenal.
Ah, what fun. Tie-dyed bowling balls.
Yeah.
Excellent. Alan Christian is a bowling ball sculptor and artist and electrician in Minneapolis. Thanks a lot, Alan.
Thank you very much.